This is HPR episode 2875 entitled, Cutting Up the Frames. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio, and is about 8 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, you've got to crack some eggs to make an omelette.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. Brian in Ohio here. I'm still out from under my rock working on the long wheelbase recumbent bike that A.D. Carson on his website, Recycled Recumbents, gives plans for and tips on how to make it. And in the first episode, I talked about getting the parts and the ideas behind why I would do this and where I've gotten information from. But I forgot to put some pictures in. So in this, the show notes here, you'll see some of the pictures I want to include with episode one, which includes a picture of one of the donor bikes, the better of the two. I didn't get a picture of this, of the large frame bike. I got some pictures of the, what I call the dross, the leftover stuff after stripping the bikes. And then, of course, the gold, the bare frames that are ready to be cut up, which is starting the process of building the recumbent. So I recorded some audio of me cutting up some of the pieces, and I hope you enjoy that, especially those of you who listen at 1.5 speed. I wonder what cutting up metal sounds like at that speed. Well, there's no reason not to start. I've got the large frame, the bike number two, on my workmate, which is a stand with a locking wooden jaw that'll hold things, and a hacksaw. And I'm actually doing the cuts, I don't think there really is an order. I'm doing the bike number two cutout first, just to practice doing some hacksawing because the cuts here aren't as critical as on the other bike, which is where you're going to salvage the headset and that. So it says to start by taking off the rear triangle, starting at the top, and so that's where I'm starting. Tighten up the workmate there a little bit. Through the first part. I guess I'll take a picture here and see where, just to show you where I was cutting, and I won't record any more of these cuts. No sense in you guys hearing me sound like I'm breaking out of a jail or something. So once I'm done, I'll summarize how it went. Well, it took about 35 minutes or so, and actually the hardest cuts were the very first ones that were where you're cutting through the welding that the company had done when they first put the bike together. The cuts through the pipe were actually pretty easy. The hardest part was just finding how to position the frame, so you get your hacksaw in there pretty easily. But so bike number one is cut up. There's some pieces. I've got some pictures in the show notes. The part that you are going to be using, that you use to make the bike, and the parts that are left over, including the extra rear triangle that allows you to practice the first of the bending that is required to make the bike frame. So that's it for the cutting operation on frame number two. All right, frame number one has a number of cuts that are, like I said, more exacting, because this is the main headset, and some of the other, where the crank is, the bottom bracket, is all going to come out of this bike. And so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cuts in this, with some dimensions you can see on page one of the plans. I won't grab any of the cutting stuff. I'll just summarize when I'm done here. Okay, that wraps up the cutting. Well, that was the end of that. The cuts went fine. Again, the hardest part was cutting through those original brazed-on pieces from the factory, but everything else went pretty smoothly. Just, if you're going to do this, take your time. Measure twice and cut once, I guess, is the wisdom behind that. And realize that even if you do mess up, I think there's ways to recover, or you probably could find another bike to start over again. I threw in some pictures there showing the first cuts, cutting through the top of the triangle, which is that difficult cut, and also cutting through the tubes. I have a picture of the Workmate that I used, which is the holding device, very, very handy tool. And then I've got a couple pictures, what's left over, the parts that are going to be used from frame number two, which is the big frame, and on a picture of the parts from frame number one, which will really are the first parts that you start to assemble, and that'll be in the next show. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, questions, go ahead and email me or leave a comment, or if you've built a bike like this or something like, done a project or doing a project, record it. We're all interested in the stuff you do. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.